Whether you are on staff or are a key volunteer or you act in an executive leadership role or serve on a board for a nonprofit, you have something to contribute and as well to gain from Confluence. And Confluence is NORCAN's 2017 Regional Nonprofit Leadership Conference coming up Tuesday, December 5th. At the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka, and that's going to go from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. I'm really happy to have the director of the Northern California Association of Nonprofits, Amy Juster, here in the studio, as well as the director of market operations for the North Coast Growers Association, Laura Hughes. And we're going to be hearing what's going on at the NORCAN Conference this year. Always a really important event in our community. So without further ado, welcome both of you hysterical women, hashtag to the KHSU magazine, hashtag.
Hashtag Confluence 2017. Danielle, we are very excited to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
Hashtag you're welcome.
NORCAN, the Northern California Association of Nonprofits, hosts a big regional conference every other year to bring together people from across the nonprofit sector. You'd mentioned volunteers, board members, staff members, folks that serve in executive roles. This conference is a leadership development and connecting opportunity for folks that serve in all of those different roles in whatever kind of nonprofit they may work or volunteer in. So we're talking environmental orgs, folks working in arts and culture, social services, across the gamut. Like, this is a place for people to really come together, embrace our differences, both the different issues that we work on, the different roles that we play in organizations, and the different regions that we represent, to come together and see what we can learn from each other.
And let me just jump in. So if you're with a nonprofit, you probably know about this going on, but you're also here to invite the community at large and listeners. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. The conference is, it's a nonprofit leadership development opportunity. So I think folks that, and we have many people that work or volunteer in the nonprofit sector, over 1,300 people in Humboldt County alone serve on boards of nonprofits, which is amazing.
And over hashtag amazing.
Wow. And over 10,000 people volunteer for nonprofits in our county. So there are a lot of people that volunteer or in some way, shape, or form are connected with nonprofits locally.
And even though we're talking about leadership development for nonprofit participants, leadership can take a lot of different forms and come from a lot of different levels of an organization. So that's where the volunteer leadership comes in hand. That's where key frontline staff who have a unique perspective and can share that perspective come in. So there's lots of different ways to lead from within. It's not just from the top. So we're really trying to engage a broad variety of folks that work in the nonprofit world, because we all have different experiences to share and enlighten other people's experiences and decision making. So we're really trying to be very inclusive. And I think this is going to be a great opportunity to learn about a lot of different topics. We have some really exciting workshops planned for folks that would like to attend. One of the things I'm really excited about is mentorship workshop that we're doing that gives people the skills to explore what they would like to do in terms of being a mentor or how to find a mentor, being a mentee. So there's lots of different opportunities for people.
Another thing about that particular session, the art of mentoring for innovative leadership, is really about how do we make sure that we're creating cultures where mentorship is part of the work that we do as nonprofits, so that we're setting up systems where people can grow and learn from one another, both within organizations and also across organizations. NORCAN exists, and this conference exists, and that particular session exists to make sure that we're really using the expertise that's available to folks that are working in the nonprofit sector, and to really allow for professional and personal growth and development. Because if people have the opportunity to to grow and develop. It's going to build more resilient organizations. It's going to build a happier board, a happier staff team, and will really improve the effectiveness and strengthen the sector as a whole. So that one is going to be a really great opportunity. I think we've got an amazing nonprofit superstar that's going to be opening up the conference.
Yes, Voulet. So exciting.
Yes, indeed. Voulet of Nonprofit AF. I know that you've all heard of him. He was the former name of that blog was nonprofitwithballs.com. Check it out. But Vu is really great. He brings a lot of wit and humor and critical analysis to his talks and to the weekly blog posts that he puts out, where he really encourages folks to think about the archaic, as he frames it, mindsets and practices that hold us back as a sector. It's like, what are those entrenched things that are really where we're really kind of getting in the our own way in terms of how we operate as a sector, and how can we, heading into 2018, use this conference as an opportunity to think about, gain some tools for, and set a plan for how we might sort of undo some of those things so that we can be more powerful as a sector in creating the healthy communities that our organizations exist to create.
Definitely.
And hashtag that, Amy Jester.
Hashtag Confluence 2017, Danielle.
I think that it's a really great opportunity to take a sort of tongue-in-cheek approach as well to this very serious work that we're all trying to do to make our communities a better place, having that kind of humor and levity while we grapple with these larger, wide-ranging issues, I think is an important perspective to take. Something else that's really exciting about Vu is that he'll also be hosting a workshop in the afternoon about power called Is Power a Dirty Word? Examining the Role of Power in the Nonprofit Sector. And that's a workshop that I'm really excited about because power dynamics are things that we have so embedded in our cultures and communities and our workplaces. There are so many different levels, interpersonal power, how we interact with one another, what the power dynamics are within our organization, what the power dynamics are between us and other partner organizations or funders. So I'm really looking forward to that workshop and being able to examine some of those dynamics and apply them on a broader level.
Another session that's related is one that is going to be facilitated by Connie Stewart from the California Center for Rural Policy. Again, tongue in cheek, from policy constipation to movement. So really, you know, the work that
hashtag.
We do, really the work that we do as nonprofits is about creating healthier, more vibrant communities in the many ways and shapes that that takes. And a big piece of that is influencing policy and in doing advocacy. And yet that's not necessarily something that a lot of organizations feel confident or comfortable in doing, is to have a successful advocacy and policy approach, strategy, game plan, analysis. So this session is really going to be an opportunity for us to talk about what's working, share some tools, and really dig into, again, how we might make some shifts in the work that we do to be able to engage more in a policy forum, whether that's, you know, locally, regionally, at the state, or at the national level, depending on the work of our organizations.
Really great.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget that the namesake of Confluence for this conference really brings us together to talk about our partnerships and ways that we can build deep collaborations, ways that we can learn from other sectors and getting into some meaningful dialogue around what collaboration looks like across sectors and between groups. So just trying to offer also some opportunities for our nonprofit leaders to network with one another is an important part of this day's activities as well. So that kind of joining together of forces, all those streams going in a similar direction, is sort of what we're trying to get at.
And you must register by Tuesday, November 28th. The event is Tuesday, December 5th. The event always sells out, so you want to make sure and register. And you can do that online, Amy?
Yes, indeed, at NorthernCaliforniaNonprofits.org. That's NorthernCaliforniaNonprofits.org. I do want to note really quickly as well that we're very excited and honored to present Bird Lochte with the 2017 Nonprofit Leader Achievement Award. Bird has been an advocate, a mentor, a trainer for hundreds of organizations in our region, and she is a champion for community democracy. So NORCAN's really excited to present her with that award during the luncheon at the conference. So we also encourage folks to come and celebrate the amazing work that this person has dedicated decades of her life to. She is really, I think, an example of what can happen when we hold ourselves to a higher standard and are willing to reach out and share our skills and our tools with others in the nonprofit sector so that we can all be more successful.
Tuesday, December 5th, Confluence NORCAN's 2017 Regional Nonprofit Leadership Conference. I've been speaking with Amy Jester, Program Director, Northern California Association of Nonprofits, and Laura Hughes, Director of Market Operations for the North Coast Growers Association. Thank you both very much for all that you're doing, and we'll see you at Confluence December 5th. Make sure and register.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. See you there.
Mm-hmm.